The smile and friendship of the world is more dangerous than the enmity or the hatred of the world. So we see this with the alliance or affinity that Jehoshaphat made with Ahab, that connection, that friendship, that union or whatever you want to call it, was far more dangerous for Israel, for Judah, and its future than this particular attack by the Moabites and the Ammonites, which was an attack of the enemy. It's different. And you see a different result. The results of affinity with Ahab we don't see in our chapters that we have before us today, but we go down a couple of generations to the time of the descendants that was a result or a fruit of that marriage. And you see the wicked queen who tried to destroy all the royal seed of Judah, right down to one person, which if he had been killed, which would be impossible because the Lord would not allow it, Christ could not have come through that line, through that seed. So you see, it was a definite attack of Satan. See, we're not just dealing with people here. There's principalities and powers behind them. They're worshiping idols, and the demons were pushing them along this line. That's why it was so dangerous for Jehoshaphat to link himself up with it. Whereas here in chapter 20, it's a out front attack. He's not seeking affinity with them. He's crying to the Lord, how can we get victory over this? It's a different situation altogether. And another point that we'll see here as well is that in the previous chapter, in chapter 17 or 18, it was wrong of Jehoshaphat to ask, or chapter 18, to ask help from the Lord. Remember, he asked Ahab, is there not a prophet? It was sort of wrong of him to do that in a sense, and I think Brother Wagney mentioned that. We're here, it's right, it's beautiful. We never ask counsel of the Lord or pray about something we know that the Bible says is wrong. Right? Ahab or Jehoshaphat knew that he was in a wrong position being linked up with Ahab, and he didn't have to ask the Lord for direction. He shouldn't have been there in the first place. It's like I've met Christians say, you know, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord if I should divorce my wife. Or I'm going to pray and ask the Lord if I should marry an unbeliever. You're not going to get an answer. Or you're not going to get the answer you want. Don't pray and ask for something that's clearly revealed in the Bible. But here it's beautiful where he seeks the Lord for help in connection with this attack from their ancient enemies, the Moabites and the Ammonites.